Republicans expand vulnerable Democrats' target list by 10 additional seats. By Jacob Bliss on May 4, 2021. The Republican campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, expanded their list of offensive seats by 10 seats, adding more vulnerable Democrats they hope to pick off in the midterm election. The NRCC looks to pick off an additional 10 seats as the midterm elections are quickly approaching. The NRCC announced they are adding 10 additional vulnerable Democrats to their initial 47-member list of offensive targets. The newest vulnerable Democratic members include Reps. Emmy Barra, CA, Jim Costa, CA, Raul Ruiz, CA, Marie Newman, EEL, Dan Kildee, ME, Kathleen Rice, NY, Paul Tonko, NY, Joe Morrell, NY, Brian Higgins, NY, and Chrissy Houlihan, PA. This comes after the announcement that California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania are losing congressional seats in 2022. This now brings the NRCC's full list to 57 vulnerable House Democrat members. The NRCC made their announcement after their reappointment data was released last week, the press release said. The NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer, RNM, stated, "Republicans are on offense all across the country. Every House Democrat is facing an uphill battle having to defend their toxic socialist agenda that prioritizes trillion-dollar tax hikes on the middle class, opens our borders, closes our schools and defunds the police." The NRCC previously released a list of 47 offensive opportunities, which included 29 battleground Democrats. The battleground districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%. With midterms approaching, Democrats are quickly losing momentum from vulnerable members. Congressional Republicans look to be inching closer to taking back the House. Last month, the NRCC announced a massive fundraising haul for the first quarter of 2021. They reportedly raised $33.7 million in the first 3 months of the year, as they gear up to take back the majority. The NRCC April Battleground Survey, released last week, showed Republicans are projected to regain the House majority in midterm elections. The survey also found vulnerable Democrats have an uphill battle defending their seats after voting to support Pelosi's socialist agenda. The survey also found Pelosi to be the most unpopular politician in the country, with 56% viewing her as unfavorable.